Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. It's time to talk some NBA basketball. And we have two audio cuts for you, Jason Kidd and Kyrie Irving. And we're going to play these and, you know, talk about, you know, what this combination could be together. And then we need to talk about the latest NBA rumor-rooski that involves your Dallas Mavericks. It's one thing to bring in Kyrie Irving and hope he and Luka with a bad defense can win you a championship, right? But what if it's just the first thing to drop? And the second thing to drop, it's like, oh, now I see why you got Kyrie Irving, because you just made yourself the damn favorite in the West. That would make a lot more sense, wouldn't it? Oh, why'd you let Dorian Finney-Smith and Spencer Dinwiddie go for a rental on Kyrie Irving? Well, what if you're about to get this guy, too? And we'll talk about that here in just a couple of minutes. I don't think there would be any NFLs that would not like it. Okay, we got two cuts back there. Jennifer Latcher service live here on Radio Row. There's Brian Broaddus, former NFL scout, Cowboys scout. Do have Wolchuk and Schiafalo here as well. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup at Master Control. You have LA Live coming up in 40 minutes. And Carter Freeman continues to coordinate your video. Salute to founding father of the G-Bag Nation, Don Pridemore, a.k.a. DJ the DJ. He is here along with Tim handling the remote technical engineering aspects of this broadcast operation, and they're doing a hell of a job for us. Thanks so much to Rally House, your home for officially licensed NFL gear, your city, your house, Rally House, and Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free, windownation.com. Which cuts first here? What are we hearing from? We got two cuts, right? Wolchuk, Jason Kidd, Kyrie Irving?
Yeah, we got Kyrie, and Kyrie was talking about how he visualizes his fit with Luka Doncic.
Still a wait and see, but I think me as a hooper, me as a basketball player, am I worried about us coexisting or finding cohesion? No. I've played with some of the best of all time, greatest of all time. I've been on some of the greatest teams on the Olympics and on the World Championships. So I think this is going to be my first time seeing like one of those bad Europeans come over and really dominate up close. And have the opportunity to do it at a pace that I don't think has ever been seen before, other than like Larry Bird or like somebody else that just plays at their own pace, scores a bunch of points, and is constantly in that MVP conversation every year just because he commands that much attention. So as much as I can alleviate for him, as much as I can lead alongside him, willing to do, but there's no pressure here. Nothing's forced with me and him. I just want to play basketball and enjoy his talent and enjoy my teammates' talent and, you know, work towards the championship.
Yeah, you know, I think that dynamic has been a huge storyline in basketball really since the NBA was formed. You're combining two stars. There's only one ball. The thing with Kyrie Irving is because of the high basketball IQ, he knows where a player on the ball needs pressure relieved from. And he has a tremendous job of playing off that and appearing in that space. I got you, bro. I got you. You're over there. I see the defense moving. And when you have that elite spatial awareness and you've done all your homework and you have the full skill composition to come along with it, those are the kinds of great players that team up and are awesome together. I can dribble, pass, shoot at a very high level, right? If I can attack with the dribble, that's all I got. Guess what? I'm not going to be a good fit. If I want the ball a lot, playing with another passer. You get passers together, and they combine their strengths.
Yeah.
And that's why Kyrie and LeBron were able to come back and beat a 73-win team while down 3-1.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And guys like Brad Townsend, who immediately when the Mavericks had made that move and they were sharing, you know, doubts about Kyrie. Even today, first visit with the media, Kyrie practiced with the team. Even Brad Townsend said, Kyrie, very engaging guy, saying all the right things. He was very impressed with the way that Kyrie's handling himself right now. It seems like you're certainly in that kumbaya phase. Let's just hope that we can keep this here Let's just stay in this bubble for as long as we can with Kyrie Irving.
You know, I thought something was interesting, and I think we all like J.J. Redick in, like, the commentary he has and stuff like that. He basically went out and said, listen, he goes, I took a lot of pride in going out and doing my job and performing my job on a nightly basis. You know, I showed up, I played, it was my job, that's what I do. He goes, there's a lot of guys that I played with, ton of teammates, he said. They all want to hoop. That's all they want to do, want to go out there and hoop. He says, I don't think that Kyrie Irving wants to hoop. He goes, I don't think he's one of us that way. The guys that, you know, they have a lot of pride. And, you know, I it's interesting when you have a pro basketball player that – and J.J. Redick to me is a guy that he wants to hoop. J.J. Redick wants to get out there. He has a lot of pride. But when he says stuff like that, it hits you.
Yeah.
It hits you because you're like going, you know, Kyrie's saying all the right things, but then you got a pro basketball player over here saying, no, that guy, he doesn't want to. It doesn't mean as much to him as it does to me and others.
And it's surprising because usually the greats just live and breathe it.
Yeah.
And it's rare that you see a guy get this good without totally loving the game. You know, he went to Duke.
Yeah.
He didn't go to Cincinnati to try to score 40. Right. He went to the ideal basketball place to learn how to take your game to the NBA level with Coach K, who was working intimately with the Team USA program. Like, that's where you go to be the absolute best in college. And it is a really complicated deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
And nobody's ever going to get in his head, and it could change day to day. It really can. We know this. Kyrie is one of the more eccentric or different type of personalities. Nobody is like him. But in spite of all that, he still plays at a no doubt top 10 level in the game. It's just a matter of keeping him coming to the court for the majority of the time that you have him.
I feel like that, to me, guys like LeBron James that are going to fight for him, that's – I love J.J.
Doesn't that say everything, though?
That's kind of where I'm at, because I love J.J. Redick and what he – I love the fact that the way he is outspoken, he's not afraid to call out people to just throw stuff up against the wall in the media.
Yeah.
He's lived a lot of this, and it really bothered me when he said that. But then you get a guy like LeBron who you're like, man, this guy is going to go to bat for him.
Well, you're a scout. It's just about playing the sport.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think if the media wasn't here, we wouldn't think that much about Kyrie Irving's off-the-floor interests and how it can be a distraction to him. It's just like, well, Kyrie's not here, or, you know, Kyrie's hurt again or whatever. But it's because of all the media scrutiny, I think that we are more aware of everything that goes into Kyrie Irving. But all I think the Mavs should be thinking about right now is the basketball player. Because he's arriving with such a fresh perspective, he's going to give you his best. And if I'm the Mavs, I have no time to talk about this stuff right now, because we got to get to playing.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, if we end up signing him long-term, maybe that will become our challenge. But I don't think you sign him long-term unless you're, like, killing it in the finals. You know, you're, like, there. You've won the West. And you have this team that's like, we can deal with whatever Kyrie brings to the table because we have this good of a team. I think that's the only way they bring him. So in a short-term situation, I think it's perfect, you know, to have Kyrie here. Now, what does Jason Kidd have to say about this? Here was the Mavs coach at today's practice.
Yeah, I think it's to help the Mavs win a championship. And, this starts with Luka, but Kai's a part of the family. And so on and off the floor, I'm here to help. And so whatever I can do to help Luka or Kai or if it's JaVale or anybody else, Timmy, I'm here to help them. I've seen a lot on the floor. We talk about Josh and Hardy. We're trying to help those young guys. And so to have someone like Kai, I think this will benefit Hardy and Josh. I was joking with Josh that do not dribble like Kyrie. Just keep the ball in front and not behind the back. But I think it will help a lot of our younger players get better.
Now, where are we with calling him Kai?
if Yeah.
I don't know. Does he like that?
I would imagine that's the really
if kids saying it, then, or, I suppose.
He's got a relationship with the guy. I don't think I would do it.
Yeah, like us, if we were to have him on
he's
and
tight
say,
to this guy. Hey, Kai, he would look at us like, what?
These bleep holes.
Yeah, I probably will stick with Kyrie. But, I mean, I have a buddy who's just a big LeBron fan, and so for a while he was a big Cavs fan, and I would watch, like, finals games with him, and he would call him Ree. And so I don't know if that was if there's a fraction of people that call him Ree as a nickname, but those are really the two options. It's Kai or Ree. I'm just going to put them both together and rock and roll.
It's very brave.
But him and Jason, and I appreciate that. Thank you. You got to be bold sometimes, you know. And right now I'm leaking confidence because I'm wearing the same pants that I dribbled on last week, and I did the exact same thing.
Did you really?
Yeah, Dawson can get
a
see.
Oh, look at that.
Right?
Oh,
it's dried
bro.
Up.
Yes.
It's dried up a little bit more now.
This is a great first day
so
for
I'm
us.
So I'm just like,
you might want to get some sort of a liner in there. Maybe.
Yeah, there's just this like khaki-colored sweatpant is not conducive for dribbles,
yes.
Right? So
yeah.
You got to have a P-bib if you're going to wear pants like
you're
this.
You're feeling my pain.
Crushing this thing,
that,
aren't
that's
we?
Tough. Okay, now let's get to this latest Mavs rumor-rooski. Doc Lou Allen, who... I believe is the first guy to say Kyrie is going to Dallas. Okay,
we need to believe Doc.
A lot of these smaller account guys have built relationships, and you're like, "Who's Doc Lou Allen?" And then it comes true, and you're like, "Wait a minute, does Doc Lou Allen know somebody?" Because he was the first to say Kyrie's coming to the Mavs. So today he tweets, "The Mavs are interested in acquiring Sun center DeAndre Ayton. Christian Wood and Tim Hardaway Jr. have been in trade talks." That's got to be the start of a package. I don't know. DeAndre Ayton's value is not through the roof. They gave him a huge contract, and reports are not a lot of teams are excited to have DeAndre Ayton at that number, or they can't make it fit under the salary cap. They can't make a trade happen. The Suns don't have options. If the Mavs could get DeAndre Ayton for Christian Wood and Tim Hardaway Jr., that would be one of the greatest trades since the great train robbery of Herschel Walker back in the day. That would just be ridiculous, right? That's a no-brainer if you can pull it off for that. I think the
Hell
discussion
yes.
becomes, what else would you add to make this happen?
If you're the Mavericks, like, because there's no way that it's going to happen, like...
Hello.
Uh-oh.
How are you doing?
We got movement.
Outstanding.
We got a guest sitting down.
Are you going to sit down live with us here? Are we going to talk?
Oh, perfect.
A number one air hot seat.
Awesome.
Is okay. Rocking and rolling.
We were just talking some Dallas Mavericks, okay? Is sitting down with us now is... Okay, don't say it. Okay.
Yeah, guess.
This is
Ooh, this is fun.
Well, this is going to get really
I'll
interesting.
Answer questions.
Elizabeth, let me give a couple of hints. This could be a person who was highly offended by a segment we did a couple of weeks ago ahead of the Cowboys playoff
right.
game.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Do the Tolos know who it is now? Now, I would like to first say as a parent,
yes.
I apologize for
Who said it?
A bad moment.
Wait. Will you guess?
Oh, I guess.
Who's got the face of a guy who's wishing injuries upon
you
innocent
You pointed at him, but he looks so sweet.
The
he
old is. Guy?
Don't call me old guy.
Well, I know that's the old guy.
No, I am the crusty old guy.
He
yes,
is
ma'am.
Sweet.
Was
he
that
is
the guy
a sweetheart.
That said it then?
We had a conversation about your son, and we felt like the only way to stop him in a game was that to happen.
It's really a compliment, honestly. Right?
Is it?
I mean, to an extent, it's like the only way we can contain this guy.
Why
the
don't
only...
you just play better defense?
That was, we played the best
right.
we could the other day, and it still wasn't good enough. So,
but you don't wish ill will on so that's bad karma for you.
No, it ended up bad karma because
yeah.
we lost
oh,
our running.
I know
we
it
lost
was.
Our running
it ended up
again.
Being the case.
So
oh
yeah,
my gosh, that
I'm
was heartbreaking.
I'm not a believer in karma myself.
Well, maybe you should be.
Nah, you know what? I don't.
Broadus once said, "Karma shmarma."
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Elizabeth, I wanted to clarify and apologize to you personally because
thanks.
As a parent,
yes.
I know how that must feel that someone is even joking or suggesting it'd be nice if this kid
yeah.
gets hurt. Football is a violent game, you know, and people
yeah.
get hurt. And
right.
for years I've said, if an injury has to happen, it'd be nice if it happened to other players, right,
right.
that aren't on your team.
Right.
So that was an unfortunate joke, and I apologize for it.
Well,
you know?
That's kind
I regret
of, wow,
saying
no
that.
One's ever said that. That is awesome. I will pass that along to my son.
Okay.
Because he's probably the one that was very offended. Yeah. No. I'm. Whatever. It is. I know.
It's a small thing. I mean, he's trying to get to the Super Bowl. I'm sure.
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening?
Well, it is the home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one exactly.
We
no
have
one's
thousands.
Listening.
So.
Nobody. Absolutely no one.
How many years of disappointment?
Okay.
I mean, really?
So we were having a lot.
So Niners
it took
fans
a trade, but you got there too.
Niners fans were very vulgar to us and said things about our kids and our wives and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I was out of that loop. I'll be 100% honest.
So if you believe in karma, did the karma come back on the Niners fans in the next game?
Oh, gosh. Well,
that was an unfortunate situation.
Yeah, because they really did what we did times 10.
At the end of the day, this is a rough sport. It is a very violent sport. I love when both teams go out full-bodied, no injuries, and there's no injuries at the end of the game, and the best team wins. That's what I like. And honestly, I think most of the players would appreciate that too. Hey, the Eagles players were disappointed that what happened to the Niners. They're like, we would have liked to have beaten you with the full force, and then it meant something. So I just think, you know, these guys are so competitive, and when you win a game like that, that's disappointing for everyone. It takes the competition out, and it's sad. Why don't we just try to play with full force? Let's not wish ill will on any player out there.
Well,
how
we weren't
that
sitting around wishing it. It was an off-the-cuff remark.
Right. Oh, trust me. Hey, I've had plenty of
those,
and I've gotten in trouble before.
We didn't say, wow, I really hope Christian McCaffrey gets hurt. We said the Cowboys could use an injury, you know, and it's not like we want something really bad to happen. It was a hamstring. You know?
Right.
So you recover from that in a couple of weeks.
You do, but it's still an injury. Anyway, let's not talk injury.
Can I ask you real quick?
No injury.
I'm
going to ask you a question. You were an athlete yourself, right? Did you ever, when you were competing, like if another team wasn't at full strength, were you kind of like, good, we can –
let's go.
Yeah. Because, see, I worked in the NFL for 13 years as a scout. So I scouted your husband – I scouted, you know, your son and all that. Tremendous players.
But you didn't take them.
No. I mean, I was in Green Bay. You didn't want to move to Green Bay and places like
that.
Cold. You did just fine in
We're
Denver.
Good,
You did great in Denver. You did great. But I was going to ask you, as a competitor, did you ever feel like, because people always say, oh, no, we want your best. And you just said that. But when you used to compete, if Cal Soccer was down or whatever, whoever was down, and they were missing players, you were okay with that, weren't you?
Look, I didn't sit there. I mean, we would game plan for their best. And
sure.
I honestly didn't even think about it. I back then, women's soccer, we don't know who's really going to come out on the field, who has a bad injury,
sure,
who's not. But I would love to beat a team full strength and say, hey, we were the better team. We beat them. That was way more rewarding than just, oh, they're down players. I mean, at the end of the day, if we're going to come out victors, amen. I would love that. Let's play full force. Let's play, you know, our strengths, and let's try to win at the end of the day. I think that's great competition. It makes the games way more fun, way more enjoyable. If you can beat a team, and way more gratifying if you get
that
win.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you can beat a legend, you know?
Right,
like,
whatever.
You know, but if you can't win, the second best thing is to beat them because they're compromised, right? Not to lose.
I guess. It is fun to win. But I'm not about winning at all costs. Like, let's put it in perspective. Let's not these are games we're playing. They're sports. They're meant to
But it's but your life.
It's been since you've been on this earth. Along those lines, because it is so important, it is like you're saying life to these people. Why don't we clean up the refereeing in the NFL?
Yeah,
that's
absolutely, man. If you
could
listen to our show,
we can
every
all
day.
Agree
oh,
on
me.
That. Every
hey,
team in the NFL.
I've been worked a lot, and because these guys and some gals make decisions that send teams home.
Right. That cost people their jobs,
bingo,
cost people money, cost
Thank
people
you,
their
ma'am.
Livelihood.
You're absolutely
they
right.
Need to,
absolutely
so, do you know
right.
what they did in NASCAR years ago? It was actually a teammate of Ed's, a guy named Andy Papathanasius, went to a NASCAR event. He was a Stanford football player and watched a pit crew.
Yeah,
and watched how lackadaisical they were and how lazy they were.
Right.
And he said, this is insane. Isn't this supposed to be a timed effort?
Yeah.
So he went in and he revamped the whole thing. And he basically did a combine for the pit crew.
Right.
And they would test them and they would pick the best, most athletic, fastest tire changer, oil changer, whatever it is. And they created a pit crew based around the best, the quickest athletes. They need to do a combine for referees. Before that game, before the Eagles 49ers game, we were on the field. We watched a referee in the end zone. I don't know the guy's name. I could pick him out of a lineup to tell you the truth, but I don't know his name. He was doing like the warm-up drills.
Right.
And I was laughing. We were laughing. We're like, this guy is the most unathletic, slow guy I've ever met. And he's making these game-determining decisions.
Ma'am.
It's insane. I'm like, they need to do a better job. They should test their eye coordination, their knowledge of the game, do like almost like an
movement,
SAT.
Anything.
Their movement. movement, their speed of the game. They need to, and in addition to that, have video that was that's instant that could tell you the replay. Because we, as you guys, I'm sure a couple times in the year, kind of got screwed. And
Oh, for sure. We talk about it every Friday on our show, who the officials are going to be. And that was one of my responsibilities when I used to work with Bill Parcells, was that he would say, the officials, Brian, tell me the officials, tell me what I need to know. And then we would talk to the team, and then sure enough, things that we talked about would get called. And you're like going, and it, I think the NFL, you know, with Carl Sheffers as being the official this week in the game, the most penalizing official in the league this year, you're now asking for trouble. You are now asking for trouble as a league because Carl Sheffers will go into a game and potentially blow it. And somebody will win this game and somebody will lose it maybe on a call that he missed.
Right.
That's unfortunate. She's absolutely right with her assessment about this league.
Well, she knows her football.
She's lived it. She's lived it.
These people are making these game-winning and losing decisions based on that. There's a lot at stake here.
We should get former players to do it then. That should be the life after football.
Absolutely. They care. They know what the players go through. They understand how important a decision is.
Well, we got to run, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for giving us a few minutes of your time.
You're welcome.
We learned a lot of things in this interview, including...
Don't be dicks.
Okay. And... where Christian gets his good looks.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right,
welcome.
Best of luck to you and your
Thank
family.
You.
There
you
she goes. Elizabeth McCaffrey.
She's absolutely right.
An absolute
right.
firecracker.
She's absolutely right.
I am
right.
a dick, by the way, so I don't know if I can change that.
I stand corrected.
Okay, we got the Expressway coming up. 30 minutes of uninterrupted sports content, Bobby Belt, LA Live, and more coming up next on 105.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you're hurt in an accident, not your fault, call the Frankels. 214-333-3333. Go online to truckwreck.com. That was freaking intense. That was a lot of fun as Elizabeth slash Lisa McCaffrey, Christian McCaffrey's mom, sat down with us. If you didn't see, like 3 weeks ago, Brian and I were just joking around about how McCaffrey had made the Niners unbeatable and we could use a hammy, right? And the Niners fans took that into we're doing like a seance trying to get Christian McCaffrey hurt because we're just so broken as individuals.
Yeah.
And so Elizabeth came on, and she came out firing.
you know, tried to apologize to her. She didn't want anything to do with that at first, although she did make amends when she got off air and said, we can be friends. But she wanted to get hers off, and I thought that was reasonable to let her have her say, you know, back at us. The Tolos, you know, 903 says gold with like 8 exclamation points. It really felt amazing. Like live tense radio like that in a real showdown, you know, was really fun to be involved in. Why would she be so offended at what some radio station dude jokingly said, says the 325, especially when their own radio station dudes are actually offensive and obnoxious? Okay, the 325. Yeah, I think it went viral. I think the idea that that cut was just evidence that we're horrible people went viral, and the message preceded people reading it or hearing it. They're like, oh, yeah, there it is. It's like, I mean, it was a bad joke at worst. Get that Karen off the air, please, says the 682. I guess that was a little Karen-y a couple of times, but she's NFL royalty, the wife of Ed and the mom of Christian.
Yeah,
and
Ed was a badass.
He really was, man. Yeah. Her husband, and she was a badass soccer player.
Yeah, I think that's how you get Christian. It's Pro Bowl wide receiver plus D1 soccer player.
Yeah.
Boom, running backs.
Yeah.
All right, so thanks. The chick LOL excuse is Purdy got hurt because the Eagles' defense wasn't blocked. They would have lost either way. Yeah, the whole karma thing.
Yeah.
It's like, no, if I put bad energy out, it's not going to transfer to Tony Pollard. It's going to come back to me, which maybe it just did 10 minutes ago. That's how karma works.
Yeah.
I don't put bad energy out that makes bad luck happen to Broadus.
Yeah.
It's coming to me. All right, that's what karma is, as Bobby Belt sits down with us here in the G-Bag Nation.
Oh, Bobby.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bob.
In the flesh.
Bud. Gosh, you're looking good.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I was in an Uber during this interview. I would have loved to have seen it up close. I'm disappointed I missed it.
You're just like anti-take the train?
I just haven't got – oh, gosh, now Tim's looking at me. You freaking snitch, Wolchek.
Snitched on yourself. You said I took an Uber here.
But we didn't have to talk about the train. The train was out of everybody's mind, but I haven't got my pass yet, but I will.
Well, you don't have to take it if you don't like it.
It's a good deal. It's only like half homeless people.
I don't mind. I'm just
you know what? I'm not taking it anymore
either. As Eric has seen, Cheech has seen this. Cheech, like me at the buffet carving station at AT&T Stadium. It's kind of the same thing with like, now that I've already missed my window to get the train pass, I feel like I can't get the train pass, you know?
Yeah, I do think – I don't know how they're really monitoring the passes, though, because we have it. No one's checked to see if I have it. No one's –
yeah, I think you
like,
could probably just
really
get
understand.
On that thing and ride it.
Like, I think people do, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I think,
that's why there's
you know
so many
what?
Homeless
if,
people
if somebody
there.
Said
you think
something,
they bought a ticket?
No. And if somebody
but
said
they
something
know the
you,
routes. They say, can help you get off at the
hey,
right stop.
Yeah. I'm a tourist. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't realize she was upset, said the 940. Okay, I could give a bleep less if she's the Queen of England. This is a Cowboys station. Okay.
I agree with you on this.
She was actually very sweet to us.
I agree with this. I'm glad you let her say what she
How
said.
Sweet.
Yeah. And I'm very okay.
Nice.
I'm okay with her calling me.
You know, as a parent, yo, I felt like, hey, I'm not going to apologize to crap Niner fans that are more vulgar back to me. But if the actual mom is there, I'll be like, hey, my bad. You know, that was a joke. I didn't intend it, but that's what came
she
out.
She stopped and said, hey, can we make amends here? And I'm like, I appreciate it.
I thought she was cool.
She looks like a lady that probably has a firm handshake. Can you confirm that?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
682, Bobby and Orlovsky better be able to do that tomorrow, too. Are you going after Orlovsky tomorrow?
I don't know. It depends on if
you need to get him on the sleep number bed over there.
It depends on if Tim's going to be sitting right next to me with a glare and like a firm hand on my shoulder, which might be the case.
I bet Dan's going to win you over tomorrow.
There is zero chance.
Why?
There's zero because he's tried before.
Oh, he has?
Yes.
Have you guys met each other before?
No, he's tried to DM me and talk to me through there, and I ignore it.
Oh, look at you, Mr. Big Time.
Wow.
How
are
you
being Orlovsky
why are you
when
being
he's
a pain?
Slid into your DMs?
Why are you being a pain for that?
I'm not being a pain. He's a – I don't want to get too amped up right now. I'm not being a pain. I think that he is – I think that there are times his approach and his discussion is
– You jealous?
No, I'm not jealous of
– You almost won an award today for our company.
I saw that. No, I generally am not jealous of liars, so –
Yeah.
Anyway, what would y'all like to talk about?
I want to get more in detail. About
I get
this
in trouble when I respond. After somebody says something, I usually get in trouble. That's how I got in trouble with the whole McCaffreys. But yeah, okay.
Yeah. So media party tonight, fellas.
Are you gonna go?
I don't know. What time is it?
That's a good question. Seven.
Seven.
7 to 11, maybe.
7 to 11 on the fan.
We're gonna listen to the Get Right, and we're gonna go to the media party.
I'm more open to it than I was at, like, this morning when we discussed it.
Because it's one of those things where if it's not fun, we can just pop in there and
y'all
then we can leave
that,
and
though.
Go somewhere
else. Y'all will
else.
Stay.
That I'm not opposed to doing whatever you want to do.
Really?
Other than not going to the media party.
But we're going to make an appearance. It's going to be all of these people that are in this room now.
Can you imagine how disappointed they're all going to be if the Wooly Bully doesn't show up?
I've already shown them most of my, like, half of a boob.
He didn't bring long pants.
I get that. No, more my thing
got pants
is
you can wear.
If everybody gets a – Gavin, are you going to go to the media party tonight? Do you know?
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay. Well, then that's one. But like
well,
in
he
general,
like people.
There's so many people already going that I feel like okay. Well, I'm missing out on contributing to station content tomorrow if I skip tonight. Because tomorrow morning, the entire discussion they'll want to have about what did we do last night, I won't be able to like talk about. That's the only reason I would go.
Yes, we don't get these opportunities to go out as a group, and we need to make the most.
But I'd rather hang out as a group somewhere other than there.
Okay. So here's what we'll do. We'll stop in. We'll just get the free food and booze so Eric can put a smile on his face. I'm going to try and just say hello to whoever's there, hopefully Joy Taylor.
I was going to say, he really means Joy Taylor.
And then we're going to leave. And most likely Mike's right, and Joy's not even going to be there. So it's going to be a swing and a miss, and we're going to find some other fun bar to go to.
Zero chance is going to happen. Here's what's going to happen is that we'll get in there, and then Wolchuk will start drinking, and then he'll just, like, be chatting. He'll meet some friend, some random person he's never met, and then he'll start talking. And then I'll be like, yeah, okay, so I'm going to dip. And then Wolchuk's going to be like, it's not that bad. It's, like, this turned out to be pretty cool, man. And, like, I just think we have different definitions of when we'd want to dip.
My issue is it like a 40-minute bus drive away?
I don't even know.
Not,
oh, my God.
Chippy's not close.
15
yeah.
minutes.
15-minute bus ride?
Ooh.
Yeah. I think I can swing that. Yeah.
There you
all
go.
Right.
Yeah.
Gavin
goes down.
You got to be careful if you're hammered coming home on a bus.
Yeah, you got to watch out for that, Gavin.
That thing's swaying. I mean, Gavin's not going to drink.
I know. That's the joke.
But the whole thing about it is a bus swaying, drunkenness. I've seen David Hellman throw up quite a bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. On the bus.
I threw up.
The bus will make you sick.
I threw up on the tracks of the train in Denver, the one that runs through downtown, where I had to get off and get sick because it made me so ill.
Is what's going on with the Cowboys?
You know, they've got a new offensive coordinator. That's great. The buzz today from, as Brian will tell you, the most reputable individual in the world, Tony Pauline. Which he's a little hit or miss actually, but the word there is that the expectation is Tony Pollard is going to get franchise tagged, which I think that's probably a reasonable assumption at this point. I just wonder, like, given the injury that he had or whatever else, like, what kind of timeline are we looking at? Like, is that even something would you need to even give him the franchise tag number $10 million? Would you be able to swing something that could be a little bit more flexible, something that's a little cheaper, and just say, hey, we don't even need a franchise. Let's just take advantage of a 3-year deal right here where we can get a little bit of a break. I don't know if that's going to be the case. There may be enough of a market that says we're not concerned about that. But, man, when you see a running back, anything below, like, the knees freaks me out. And so, like, I would think that other teams would have some reservations about, you know, diving in and giving him a long-term contract. But in general, I think that bringing back Tony Pollard is a good idea. Just don't do it in the same way that you married yourself to, like, Ezekiel Elliott.
What's the cap number? The tag number?
10.9.
Oh, my goodness.
10.9 for a year, though. They can free up easy $50 million. And with just if they, like, flip – they're going to flip certain switches. They're going to restructure Dak. They very well could, like, just give him an extension, like we've talked about recently. They could do that to lower the cap hit. You release Tyron, you release Zeke, you could get $20 million out of that. $22 million on a Dak restructure. I think you can get $14 million on a Zach Martin restructure. And so, I mean, right there, you've freed up a bunch of money there. I believe that's lower, or it's maybe right around the same number that you had Schultz at on the tag this year.
Man, he was dominating and kicking ass and taking names. And then for, like, the last six games, you know, it got like, to the point where it was 2 and 3 yards per carry so many games. I think the NFL started
Terrence
focusing
Steele,
on him more.
Terrence Steele, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It really is. I would have never, ever, ever believed that. I was thinking, like, Terrence Steele, I mean, they're going to put Tyron Smith over there. Everything's going to be good. They're going to get – didn't roll that way.
Yeah,
it just did not roll. I'm thinking that, hey, they're going to be better over here. They're going to be better pass blocking. They're going to be better run blocking. It didn't work out.
Well,
You know what else doesn't work out is paying running backs like this. You know, it's crazy because that's 20% of your money. Mm-hmm. Oh, we have 50, so let's just give away 11. No, like you. That's frustrating. We're talking about, hey, what's the difference between a high-paid quarterback and a low-paid quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. And that's about $30 million.
Yeah.
A first-round pick on his rookie deal compared to a franchise guy.
Sure.
Right? So if you're giving away 10, to me, that's like taking Dak's number to 50 because we can find somebody in day two or day three of the draft that can get you 4.5 yards.
I don't disagree. I think you can get somebody who's rather effective. I wonder, you know, I think we've all thought, well, if they move on, they can draft somebody and pair him with Malik Davis. I think they wonder still how ready Malik Davis is, not just as a player, but like ready to be a pro and ready to handle being a professional and handle that workload.
I think it was pretty evident in the playoffs. They didn't even put him on the field.
They didn't even bother.
And they were getting nothing from Ezekiel Elliott.
It was straight Zeke. But I'll say this.
I think there's more there that we need to dive into.
I think there's just some questions about maturity and learning to be a pro there with Malik Davis.
Bobby's on to something.
Can I ask you about Terrence Steele, though? Because this is kind of something we haven't talked about a lot. That's going to be probably a pretty hefty contract.
Yeah, I'll be interested. Now, he's a restricted free agent, so there is some limitation on how hard a bargain you can drive. But I think they know there at the Star how things played out over the last 6 weeks, and I think they go, oh, okay, like this is significant.
Because all of a sudden, that's one you got to get done. Like Connor McGovern, it's all right, fine. If all of a sudden there's a big market for him, let him go somewhere, they can find somebody else. Terrence Steele, it seems like you need him.
Yeah, I think you need to lock up Terrence Steele. And that's why I'd say you just roll with Steele and Tyler Smith as your tackles moving forward. You just build with that for the next 5 years minimum and, you know, say goodbye to Tyron Smith. I think that needs to be the solution at tackle.
I'm with you 100% on that. I don't think Tyron Smith, especially at the number that he's at, like people talk about, it's not, you're not really paying him that much. It's like, dude, $17 million cap hit. What are you talking for, like guaranteed maybe half the season?
Yep.
There's no way you can do that.
Would you give Terrence Steele $17 million?
No.
I don't think you have to.
I need to look at the market. I don't immediately recoil at that number.
Because every time that we talk about Tyron Smith, we say $17 million. We got him for a deal.
Yeah.
Is getting Steele done at $17 million now a deal?
Well, I mean, you get.
God, I can't believe I just said
it,
that.
It was 100%.
I know, it sounds like a lot of money.
It sounds weird.
That was $11
million. It was 100% a deal on Tyron Smith when you signed it. What happened now is you're talking about they've done restructure. Like, I think a salary next year is only supposed to be like $9 million or something. It is a deal for Tyron. It's a $17 million cap hit because they've done restructures and bonuses, and then that bloats the cap number up to 17. But in terms of, what was it? You said $17 million?
Yeah.
Lane Johnson on his last deal got 18. But I don't know. You're also talking about that was 3 years ago. So Lane Johnson is the top right tackle in the NFL. That's probably gone up a little bit. I mean, 17 might not be far off from what it would be on the open market.
I don't follow the numbers. 70 a year.
I watch. Okay. I just watch the games, and sometimes Scout Gavin jumps in the film room, and I take a look.
He will.
And when I take a look at Terrence Steele, I see the need for the quarterback to be aware that he's going to get blown by at least once a quarter, maybe twice.
He'll get powered if he can kind of guide them out of the pocket.
You don't pay top of the market money for a guy who's great at run blocking but just sufficient at pass pro.
I think he's above average as a pass blocker, and I think we've seen enough of a growth in all areas with run blocking and pass blocking that you can say, hey, maybe we can project this out a little bit more because each year he's improved at both these things. And so, I mean, I think it's something at least look at. And one more note here, Brian, I know you know this, like, think about the tackles McCarthy has always had. They're Terrence Steele tackles.
Oh, yeah.
It's the lighter, like, man, this guy lacks
David
play
Bakhtiari.
Strength. Those are all the tackles McCarthy has always liked.
Yeah.
Anything else before I let you go, Bobby?
Just that I love you all.
Love
there
you too.
Goes Bobby Belt, Cowboys insider, one-third of Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 10 here on your home of the Cowboys. Time now to go back into the Pimp Cup where Lucius is standing by with LA Live.
Yeah. I've got a juice jacking,
ooh,
and Greg Olson's rap song from back in the day, right after Rick.
Yes.
Well, all right, you squares.
Fire fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Let me get that bag. I gotta get in my bag. I'm trying to get all the way in it. Elbow deep. It's LA Live, February 7th, 2023. Question for the Tolos right off the rip. What's the most athletic position in all of sports? In all of sports. Ooh, the most athletic position in all of the sports.
Corner. Corner.
Okay, NFL corner. Came in a lot. Pause. I got that one.
Point guard.
Ooh, I was kind of thinking that.
Point
too.
God.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I got the point God.
Hockey goalie?
I got more ice than a hockey goalie, baby. Eating guacamole. Yes, hockey goalie's in the building.
That's
yeah.
a good one. That's
a great one.
Basically an offensive lineman.
Pole vaulter?
Pole vaulter. No, I didn't see any pole vaulters, but I did see a terrible pole vaulting video about a few days ago.
Okay.
Man. Just pray for that brother right
what
there.
About those things, yeah, when that thing snaps or they miss.
He's going through it.
Yeah.
What about those triathletes?
Triathlon was on the bill.
Yeah. Get kicked in the face when you're swimming.
All right there.
Running back probably could get some consideration
sure.
here. The modern running back. Yeah.
Running back is on the list. Most athletic position in all the sports. Running back is on the list.
These edge rushers these days, I mean, they're looking like linebackers.
Okay.
That, that are putting their hand on
you're right
around.
About that. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's the LeBron era of the edge. I believe the Giants ushered that in the late 2000s.
I mean, heck, Micah Parsons is getting after it out there.
They can all fly
Freak
at 270
athlete.
Pounds. Yes, that's like speed and power athleticism. If you combine like hand-eye coordination or foot-eye coordination, I'd like to submit the center mid.
I like that. Shortstop.
Yeah. Oh, shortstop.
Shortstop.
Yes. That
shortstop.
Guy's got to be good.
Shortstop.
That's what your son plays, right, shortstop. Lucius?
Yes, shortstop, and he's center field as well.
Bar
He's
darts.
A very athletic individual. I'm athletic as well, but I think he got most of that from his mama, who is a gymnast and has been a gymnast longer than she's been an adult.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He got the Christian McCaffrey blessing. Two good athletes, you know, make it a kid.
And you got a mid-athlete and then a superb one.
Okay.
Come together and you're pretty good.
Yeah.
Boxer's on the list. Most
boxer.
Athletic position in all sports. A boxer.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wrestling. Quick.
Not the fake wrestling.
Not
like
wrestling. That's not fake now. That's not fake.
Or my bad.
That's a lot of core strength and technique. I don't know how to score
like
that exactly.
Like the Roman Greco wrestling, like when you're trying to pin, you know, that kind of stuff?
The Olympic sport.
Olympic
yeah.
sport wrestling, yeah.
We got an MLB catcher on the list if you guys weren't.
There you go.
Okay.
I'll tell you one thing I couldn't do, and it's overrated. It's not a position, but it's the skateboarders. You know, how do you get up in the air and flip that thing around and then get it back under your feet and land on a ramp that's going downhill? That's insane.
Yeah, I'm with you there, dude.
It is.
Lucius, would you consider a jockey an athlete?
No.
Well, I mean, yes.
Staying on a horse?
Yes, 100% yes.
You don't sit on that horse.
No, you don't.
You're in a crouch position for like 2 minutes, about 2:30.
Yeah.
Like you're in a crouch position. Trying to navigate that thing.
Yeah, you basically become that horse.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
The horse is the athlete. Horse is the athlete, for sure. Yeah.
What's the most athletic position in all the sports? Any position in water polo, I was
told. Oh, geez. Yeah, I totally forgot that.
Yeah.
Totally forgot brutal. That. Yeah.
Middle linebacker.
That'd be a good one.
Dr. Crusher. Center for hockey. What's a center for hockey?
Like the
it's just a center.
I mean, who is that on the court?
Is it like Jamie Benn? Does he play center now?
Oh, he's now a wing, but he did play center. Yeah.
Okay.
So. Wayne Gretzky.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Strong safety is on the list. Most athletic positions in all the sports.
Yeah. A lot of power there. A lot of speed.
Middle fielder and lacrosse.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Middies.
Okay.
Oh, like you know.
Walter's a lax guy.
Academy, I called 3 years of lacrosse. Yeah. Don't tell me like you know, Brian.
He's laxy. Okay.
Let's go.
Clap back. Wolchuk here.
That was good. I'm going to go sit over here with the McCaffreys and do a show the rest of the time.
You're welcome over there.
I had to call a lot of Scotty lax.
Dunked on right and left over there, Brian.
And what's the most athletic position in all of sports? Someone responded. This is a Tolo. 69. It's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's takes overrated. Athleticism. It's overrated.
Especially
sure.
a standing one.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Wow.
Strength. Strength.
Sheesh.
Balance.
I see why you've been engaged for 12 years. Shoot.
She's like MMA fighters, Lucius.
MMA?
Boxers?
He said boxers.
Yeah. It's all gravy. All right, here we go. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every day at 2:30.
I mean,
it's all good. You got the MMA in there.
I know. I'm sorry. I love you.
It's all right, bro. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every day here on The Fan at 2:30. Right, if you see anything out there, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on the social medias. L-U-C-I-O-U-S is my name. Our winner and still champ is Sean Sharif. He's got a thing for Virgin Boys or something like that.
Oops.
I love watching the virginity being taken of the young guys.
Bro.
Mark.
Don't mark that.
Taking it all.
Don't know.
Bro.
I meant like radio new.
Yep.
New.
The young guys.
Yep. New. Yeah. Honestly, don't use that. That's like.
Please use it.
That's like Chris Hansen born. No.
That's I'm Chris
meant
Hansen. With
new radio experiences for Chia Follow and Walchuk.
That is just fantastic.
That
it gets more cringy
it
every
off
time.
Crazy.
It
from
the, crazy.
Out the gates, it just starts out crazy. Yeah. Let's see. Hey, did you guys know that the largest dinosaur ever to be found was found at Texas Tech and is named after Texas Tech?
No.
Really?
Why does Texas Tech not use this dinosaur as a mascot? I don't understand.
It's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer, bro. It's a layup. It's right there for you.
That's crazy.
I've got some headlines. I'll probably get to them after.
There is a gas station that uses the dinosaur as a mascot.
It
Sinclair?
Does. Yeah.
Sinclair. Yeah. I've seen that, yeah.
It does. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
That's old man talk there, sorry.
No, you're good, bro. You
I just heard dinosaur mascots, you know, thinking of Sinclair.
Same thing.
I think Texas Tech needs to use a dinosaur as their mascot and quit playing around. I mean, I hear you guns up and all other stuff, no disrespect, but you've got the largest dinosaur in the world right there in your backyard. It's named after the school, bro. It's right there. You can dress up little dogs in, like, dinosaur outfits and out there running. Anyway.
I hear you.
And I'm with you, Lucius, because we have, and I know they're the Red Raiders, but they're just simply Raiders, and we've heard that before. Yeah. Is there any program or team that is the dinosaurs?
Raptors.
All right, you win. Nice work, Old.
Yeah, but that's just a breed of it. Yeah. You know, that's just a raptor.
Yeah, that's a lot of dinosaurs, bro.
What's the dinosaur that was out in Lubbock?
I don't know. It's named after Texas Tech. Texasaurus Rex or something like that.
T-Rex.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't get the Red Raider thing. Like, what are they raiding?
What are you, you know? What did you raid?
Yeah, what are you raiding out there, you know? Maybe if you're like Paul Revere style, I could see the guy on the horse.
What did you raid?
Yeah.
It's like when I found out about what the Oklahoma Sooners meant. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Tulsa man there.
Hey. All right, I got a PSA when you guys are traveling around and everything. Have you heard of the phrase juice jacking?
No. Is that like swagger jacking?
Okay, it could be if your swagger is in your phone. So when you're going around and you're traveling like you guys are and you're not around a phone charger, you don't have your phone charger with you, but there's charging stations, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They're licking you at the charging station.
Yeah, you got me now. Yeah.
Pay attention to this right here, y'all.
Okay, I'm fascinated.
To hide secret malware inside public charging stations. So if you're at the airport, the mall, the hotel, you plug in your phone, all looks okay. But what's really happening? Secret spyware is infecting your phone.
It's called juice jacking. Your phone battery is dying. You need a charge. So you find the public charging station to juice up. Everything looks normal. Phone is charging, all good. What you don't see? Secret malware giving hackers full access to your phone.
That's freaking terrifying.
Yeah.
All your banking info?
Man, I thought about it last night. The girl that was sitting across from me was plugged in. Remember the seat plug in? The girl that was sitting right across from me?
Oh, yes.
Man, I always
she was
do that.
Juice jacked.
I always do that. You plug in when you're sitting there waiting.
Yeah.
You just don't even think about it.
Careful, man.
Good PSA, Lucius.
Lucius, just, you help me there.
This right here will change your life, boys.
Me, man.
This product right here, Samsung, 10,000 kilowatts. Wireless charger. Just set that baby down, turn it on. Anywhere I go, I got power with me.
That's awful.
And you're carrying three phones now, aren't you?
Two of them.
You're going to have to go get one.
Yeah, this is great right here. It's wireless too. Yeah.
They'll find a way to juice jack you from there. Give it some time.
Juice jacking.
For sure.
Jalen Hurst was asked, who would play him in a movie about the Super Bowl? I'll give his answer. You guys think, who do you think as an actor out there could play Jalen Hurst?
Super Bowl was a movie. Who would play you in the movie?
Probably the Fresh Prince, Philly, Will Smith.
I'd go Jamie Foxx first.
Jamie Foxx.
I like a little Michael B. Jordan action.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, he's done it before. Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, yeah. I got Shamar Moore. Google Shamar Moore, then Google Jalen Hurts. Shamar Moore.
I know exactly who you're talking about, and that is spot on. That is spot on.
Oh, it's the guy from Criminal Minds.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
No, he, yeah.
Total.
Yeah,
that is a great call.
What a
just got the fastball working again today.
He's a dish.
Don't say that. Yeah, it's only two times you need me. I got to be ready.
No, man. You've carried this thing a long time, bro.
Two times.
Yeah.
Okay, and have you heard of the Seventh Floor Crew from University of Miami? Greg Olson's.
Oh, this is Greg Olson.
Oh, yes.
Greg
Olson. I know you're talking about.
Yeah, this is Greg Olson's book.
Have y'all heard this rap?
Oh no, this is good.
I don't think I've heard this.
This
though.
Is good.
Okay,
this
it's like 8-9 minutes of rap. It's like everybody that's on the seventh floor that's in that Miami football team.
Yeah.
Just rapping. It's vulgar. Mm-hmm. It's straight up Miami
stuff. They were that group was really good friends with 2 Live Crew.
Clearly.
Yeah, they all were buddies with 2 Live Crew.
Those
were their guys.
Wow.
It's got me wondering who wrote these Greg Olson's lyrics.
They were was that the Hennessy shots before the game?
2 Live Crew?
No, that Miami team.
That's Marshawn.
Did you hear that? No, did you hear that?
Ed Reed.
Yeah,
this is I got the lyrics pulled up right here. This is wild.
Yeah. Here we go. I'll let you hear Greg Olson's. I added the hell out of it as much as I could. I didn't put the bleeps on it. I put the reverse, like on, like, you know, regular radio.
Yeah,
that type of thing.
I only knew that she was getting muddied by the whole damn crew. What's your name?
G-Reg.
What you do?
Get out there. Drop my drawers and let her see my earlobes. Chilling on the seventh floor. I gotta let these chickens know. Be Greg is in the house and I finna make these hoes choke. I'ma buy my soul. And I'm buttoning this all quick. On a face, on a edge. Come on, fellas, let's get weird. Sneak your dicks up in the ear. While I'm laughing at these guys, a second or under in the eyes.
That's how we do it, son.
In the eyes.
Only know.
Shoot your head off.
Those guys can play and sing.
I'll tell you what. I was just following along on thegenius.com, reading through those lyrics. Holy smokes, bro.
That's Greg Olson, the announcer?
Yeah. Greg Olson, the announcer.
Yeah, bro.
Right on.
It's hilarious.
Sounds like he was fun back in the day.
Clearly.
Now he's like, oh, I'm a Mr. Announcer dad guy.
Clearly. And I see we're up against it. I got one more I wanted to get off. I found this sitting in the folder this morning. I feel awful because I should have played it a long time ago. I'm talking about a long time ago. This is Chris and Bobby talking about Will Smith and Jada and everything else. Listen to this.
We do have somebody who was, you know, had her honor defended recently in front of the whole country.
You better not say there's no way in hell Tupac Shakur's.
Careful now.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. Not wrong.
The wonder he's so popular with the ladies.
Yeah. California love.
Two heads are better than one.
Thank you, Lucius.
All right, yo.
See you, buddy. Okay, it is the G Bag Nation. You can watch us live 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Our coverage is presented by Rally House, your home for officially licensed NFL gear. Your city, your house, Rally House. And Window Nation, buy 2 windows, get 2 free, windownation.com. Okay, looks like coming up next, Chiafalo is going to lead us in a little bit of a rim session, update you on the latest Mavs rumor-rooskies and everything else going on in the association next year on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.